No more. Basta ya. No more. Basta ya.
Workers are asking Walmart for more hours, better living wages, and more affordable health care. But employees also say they want the right to speak up. Carlton Smith has worked at the Paramount Walmart for 16 years.
We are striking to let Walmart know that we're not going to tolerate intimidation and retaliation anymore.
Employees claim that when they try to join together to ask for better working conditions, the company punishes them.
This corporation tends to retaliate when people speak out against it by cutting hours, if they even give you a schedule to work, by cutting your staff like they've done in my areas.
That's Evelyn Cruz, a department manager at the Pico Rivera Walmart.
I'm worried for myself. I'm worried for the people that work under me. I have single mothers that work under me that are not making enough money to support themselves, and Walmart doesn't seem to care, but yet we are the ones that make this corporation the money that they make.
Walmart spokesman Dan Fogelman told Salon.com that claims of workplace intimidation are untrue. He compared unfair labor charges to lawsuits, saying, quote, anyone can file them regardless of whether it's valid claim or not. Fogelman also said he believes these workers' strikes are meant to promote a political agenda.
Yes, we can! Yes, we can!
Politics was in the air at today's strike. There were members of other local unions, opponents of Proposition 32, and California State Assemblyman Democrat Chuck Calderon. Today's strike was organized by a group called Our Walmart, an association of Walmart employees across the U.S. Evelyn Cruz says today's strike was in part inspired by a 15-day strike staged by Walmart warehouse employees in mid-September.
I said if they can do it, we can certainly do it.
The strike in Pico Rivera will only last for today. Cruz says she'll be headed to work as usual tomorrow. But other striking Walmart workers will be at Los Angeles City Hall tomorrow morning to continue speaking out against the company. Catherine Davis, Annenberg Radio News.